This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeely. Two somber milestones have been hit as the world continues to adjust to life with COVID-19. The number of deaths globally surpassed 600,000. In addition, the number of confirmed global infections hit 14 million and continues to rise well above that. The United States death toll is nearly 140,000, while the number of infections is more than 3.6 million. Millions more children in the U.S. are learning that they're unlikely to return to classrooms full-time in the fall due to the coronavirus pandemic. Officials were laying out new details of what lies ahead after summer vacation. The announcements come as many states in the Sun Belt and elsewhere struggle to cope with a surge in the number of COVID-19 cases. And a sign of how the virus is galloping around the globe, the World Health Organization reported nearly a 250,000 new cases in one single day Friday. California laid out strict criteria for school reopenings that makes classroom instruction unlikely for most. Aid agencies are asking wealthy nations to support the UN's $10 billion appeal for life-saving aid to 250,000,000 people whose lives and livelihoods are threatened by the COVID-19 pandemic. A spokesman for the Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jerns Larrike, says that the devastation caused by the pandemic is too great to ignore by the world's richest countries. The first global humanitarian response plan for COVID-19 launched in March and requested $2 billion. It was updated in May, seeking $6.7 billion. This is the third iteration of that same appeal. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. New coronavirus outbreaks are raising alarms globally as India's caseload passes 1 million. Fresh COVID-19 spikes even in places as far as China's vast western region are prompting worldwide moves to guard against the pandemic. India announced it surpassed 1 million cases, third only to the U.S. and Brazil in deaths. The U.S. Humanitarian Affairs chief warned that failure to address the social and economic impact of the coronavirus in the world's poorest countries would risk even worse tragedy in the future. Mark Lowcock said the cost of protecting the poorest 10% of the world's population is about $90 billion. He said the massive problem the world faces can be addressed with relatively little money, with some imagination, and if we park the old rules to reflect today's unique circumstances. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison tried to postpone an early August sitting of Parliament, saying the increased community transmissions of the novel coronavirus in the country's two most populous states had made it too risky. Morrison said he has consulted with the parliamentary opposition and has asked the speaker to postpone the two-week session. As the request is largely a formality, lawmakers are expected to meet at the Capitol on August 24th instead of August 4th. He said British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said people in England will no longer be told to work from home and to avoid public transit and a major easing of lockdown restrictions. Johnson said the government's advice to avoid non-essential use of public transit was being lifted immediately, and beginning August 1st, workers would no longer be told to do their jobs at home if possible. He said it will be up to businesses to determine whether they can bring employees back to workplaces in a COVID-secure way by November at the earliest. U.S. House Democrats are criticizing the White House for blocking the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention from testifying at a public hearing on safely reopening the nation's schools. Democrats said they invited the CDC Director Robert Redfield to testify next Thursday, but the White House rebuffed them. Virginia Representative Bobby Scott called it alarming that the Trump administration would prevent CDC officials from appearing before the committee at a time when his expertise and guidance is so critical to the health and safety of students. A White House spokesperson said that Redfield has testified on Capitol Hill at least four times over the last 3 years.